Blog Talk Radio.
This is Evangelist Hannah with Kingdom Builders International. I thank God for everyone that has called in. I thank God for all the internet listeners. Continue to enjoy the music, and I will return. to God, we are truly lost without God in our lives. Genesis 2 and 7, it says, and the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living being. So just breathe and cast your cares upon God, because that's what he tells us to do in his word, because he truly, he dearly loves you. No matter what you may have done in your life, no matter what you're going through, God truly and dearly loves you. And we cannot live, we cannot walk, we cannot live without God Almighty. Glory to God. And again, this is Evangelist Hannah. I thank God for everyone that has called in for another Just Breathe program. I thank God for the honor to be able to speak to the people of God, even for the ones that do not know him, because truly he is an awesome, a mighty God, an excellent God. Oh, the shit, it almost see him. Yes, he is. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before your throne right now, Lord God, just thanking you for your love and your grace and your mercy, God. I magnify you, glorify you, Lord. I exalt your holy name, God, that you are truly worthy of all the glory and honor and praise. In the name of Jesus, God, I plead the blood of Jesus over the phone lines, over the internet, Lord God, and I thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against Kingdom Builders International shall prosper, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that your word tonight shall go forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces in the mighty name of Jesus. God. I decrease, God, and I allow you, Holy Spirit, to speak through me and increase in me. Let it not be my words, but let it be you speaking through me tonight in the name of Jesus. Pierce the heart of a listener tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Glory, hallelujah. You're truly worthy, Father. Ain't getting no more, see ya. Of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, Lord. In Jesus Christ's holy name, I pray, amen. And glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Tonight's topic is the four P's, which are patience, perseverance, peace, and praise. Thank you, Lord God. You know, it takes time for us to develop in patience. And patience is the ability to accept without complaint as inconvenient or delay. To accept without complaint as an inconvenience or a delay. James, in James 1, 2 through 4 says, get your Bible out, get a pen and pencil out. As you know, I like to go through scriptures. And this is a TLB translation. I will be happy when the way is rough because it gives me patience, a chance to grow. So I will let it grow and not try to squander out of my problems. For when my patience is finally in full bloom, then I will be ready for anything, strong in character, full and complete. James said, strong in character, full and complete when your patience is in full bloom. When you have the ability to accept without complaining when you could sit patiently without complaining and saying, oh, this is an inconvenience for me. Hey, Koro de Shatara Bosia. When God tell you to lay prostrate before him and don't get up till he tell you to, can you do that without complaining in your man and say, oh, man, it's an inconvenience to me because I have other things to do instead of doing what God has told you to do? When God bless you with a vehicle and he have you take somebody somewhere, are you complaining? Is it inconvenient? Patience. I thank God for the trials and tribulations that I have went through because it taught me patience. Waited in emergency room for 12 to 14 hours without complaining. Hear people around me complain. Because you know what? I had to sit there anyway. So either I can sit there and complain or I can sit there patiently. So James said he will be happy when the way is rough. Because it gives my patient a chance to grow. Patients have to grow in us. Under pressure, our patients grow. Because things don't happen in our timing. They happen in God's timing. And we have to patiently wait on God's timing. Under pressure, our fake life is forced into an open show of our true color. So we cannot get upset out of things prematurely. Let patience do its work so you will become mature and well-developed and not deficient in any way. Strong in character, full and complete. You have to let patience work on you so it can grow without complaining. Without saying it's an inconvenience. Just sit and meditate on God. If he tells you to do something, bring a book to read. Don't be impatient. In the airport, if you're going somewhere and the plane is delayed 2 hours, don't be patient. I said not watch other people around me being impatient. When you got to wait anyway. So you might as well wait in peace. The enemy throwing confusion to confuse you so you won't have peace. Glory be to God. Psalms 40:1 said, I waited patiently and expectantly for the Lord. And he inclined to me and heard my cry. I waited patiently and expectantly for the Lord. When times are rough and your patience is being tested, confess the word of God in the midst of it. I will wait patiently and I will expect for the Lord to move because they can say it's a 2 hour wait, but the Lord can move and make it a 2 minute wait. But he's testing your patience and see how your attitude is going to be. Colossians 1:11-12 says, I will be strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might so that I may have great endurance and patience and joyfully give thanks. According to God's glorious might. So I may have great endurance and patience and joyfully give thanks. So maybe sometime when you got to wait patiently, say, God, I thank you. I thank you that you're teaching me patience. I'm going to have joy. He said, joyfully give thanks. Why are you teaching me patience? So I can grow strong in character. So I can be complete in you, as I'm walking through the tests and trials of my life, in the midst of it all, I'm going to have joy. I'm going to give you faith. I'm going to have patience. I'm going to give you thanks. Glory to God. to the Father who has qualified me to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. Joyfully give him thanks, because everything that we go through, he tests us. He wants to see your attitude. He wants to see, are you going to sit patiently? Revelation 3 and 10 says, because I have guarded and kept God's word of patiently endurance, I have held fast the lesson of his patience with expectancy, endurance that he gave me. He also will keep me safe for the hour of trials and testing, which is coming on the whole world to try those who dwell upon the earth. His patience with expected and endurance that he gives me, he gives us patience so we can grow in it. So he will keep us safe as we go through tests and trials, as I said before, because you're going to go through tests and trials. But will your patience stand up for the test? Will your patience stand up? Will your endurance stand up? To the test. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just let me speak to your spirit tonight. Hebrews 10 and 36 says, if ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye may receive the promise. And we, out of everything that you go through in life, don't you want to receive the promise? As we do the will of God, don't you want to receive the promise? As we wait patiently, oh, for our Messiah, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, second coming, patiently, with expectations for him to come. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't be impatient, but continue to grow in your patience. The second one is perseverance, which is determination. Are you determined? I am determined to let God get out of me everything that he put in me before the foundation of the world, that he has put me on this earth to do. I am determined that I can't do nothing but persevere, because I can't go back into the world. We should not view difficulties as obstacles to your faith, but as opportunities for spiritual growth. 1 Peter 5 through 7 says, but also for this reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. So he said, add to your faith, add to your virtues these, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, determination, endurance. We need to learn how to stick to the job, to the race, until it is finished, in Jesus' name. And add to perseverance, godliness. Godliness means doing what Jesus do, even if you was in the same situation. If Jesus was in the same situation, what would he do? What would he do? WWJG, what would Jesus do? Perseverance, determination. The Bible compares the Christian life to a race. 1 Timothy 4:7 says, Apostle Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. And I have kept the faith. Perseverance. We got to continue to persevere. We got to continue to endure. We got to continue to be determined. No matter what furious darts come to you, no matter what furious dart the enemy is sending, no matter how he go to God and he go around that he roam to see, who he can go to God and complain about. What are these shot talking about? No matter how he throw the darts at you, the trials, the tribulation, you have to persevere. You got to be determined. You cannot give up. Giving up is not an option. The enemy say, I roamed around. Glory to God. God and your evangelist, that she get hit with this trial, will she still be determined? I don't think she would be determined. I think she would curse you and turn back. So there go my test. But as I said, I refuse not to persevere. I refuse not to be determined. As Paul said, I will fight the good fight of faith. I'm going to finish my race. Because the Christian life is a long-distance race. It's a run. You need to pace yourself to persevere and most of all, finish the race. A wholehearted commitment to God will enable you to finish well with your faith intact. A wholehearted commitment to God. You got to make up in your mind and say, God, I am committed to you. I will persevere. Yes, my prayer life slips some, but I will continue to persevere and jump right back in it. Yes, I have not been fasting like I should, but I'm going to persevere, be determined, and jump right back in it. Yes, this test and trial that I'm going through hurt my heart to the core, but I am determined to persevere and to jump right back in the race. You are built for it. Perseverance, determination. It is God's strength, power poured into us and working through us that enable us to do, to overcome, to persevere, and to be strong. God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the power is in us. Despite what the enemy may try to put in your mind, you have to cast that thought down. You can't play with it. You can't entertain it because you know when a thought is ungodly and godly. Don't play with that ungodly thought because it will manifest into a book because it will attack your man. Be determined. Persevere. We have to just keep walking with God, and he will see us through. Romans 8:37 says, yet in all these things we are more than a conqueror through him who loved us. You are more than a conqueror. You can persevere. You just have to make it up in your mind. We are new creatures in Christ. Old things are behind. Don't go back and pick up the old things. Be determined not to. But if you slip, repent. Keep a repentant heart. Repent means to turn away from.
ask God to forgive you and be determined to get right back in that race. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just persevere. Just be patient. Be patient, for God promises to manifest in your life. Be determined and persevere. And it's not in your timing. It's in God's timing. Ever since I came into the body of Christ, I was a tithe payer from the beginning. And the word of God said, open up the windows of heaven, pull you out a blessing, not whom you receive. I was looking for material things. But God, blessed me spiritually. He poured into me spiritually. So as he blessed me financially, now I will know what to do with it. Patient. Persevere. Be determined. The third one is peace. Freedom from hostility. James 14:27 says, Jesus is talking, I'm leaving you with a gift. This is a New Living Translation. Peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give isn't like the peace the world gives. So do not be troubled or afraid. The Amplified Version says, peace I leave with you. This is Jesus talking. My own peace. In the midst of everything that was happening to him, he kept his peace. So you can also. Peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world do, I give it to you. Don't let your heart be troubled, nor let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourself to be agonized and disturbed, and do not permit yourself to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. So I love the Amplified Version. Let me say this part again. Stop allowing yourself to be agonized and disturbed, and do not permit yourself to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. Jesus already said, peace I leave with you. The word of God said, I will keep you in perfect peace if your man is staying on me. No matter what's going on around you, you got to shift and keep your man on God and his promises. Peace I give to you, my own peace. So don't let your heart be troubled, because I give you peace. Stop allowing the stupid devil to disturb you, to agitate you. Do not permit yourself to be fearful. God give us peace. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit. I always say, I don't go by happiness, because happiness comes and goes. The joy and the strength and the peace of the Lord is what I go back. Because if I stay in that, the joy, the peace, and the strength of the Lord, that is not going to come and go. I cannot allow the enemy to take that from me. If you do not have peace somewhere, you allowed the enemy to take your peace from you. Take it back. Snatch it back. That's your peace. Freedom from hostility. Freedom from being tormented in your man. Anybody on this line, over the internet, they hear this message. If you are tormented in your man, I take authority over it right now in Jesus' name. I speak strength to your man in Jesus' name. peace. They quoted each chapter of the Mosiah. God says, we cannot do what we feel or what we think is right. We must do what the word of God say and be led by the peace of God. God leads you to peace. You may be praying for an answer to something and it's unsettled in your mind and your spirit. God didn't give you peace with it. He didn't give you peace with it. If you have a problem and the devil cannot drive you to be upset about it, he has no power over you. Your power is in maintaining a calm, peaceful, trusting attitude. He wants you to get upset. He wants to snatch your peace. You snatch it back in Jesus' name. Hey, cool, boom, boom, say, cool, they shot, ta, 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 ba, 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 sa, ta. Hey, yeah, see, God. I thank you for peace in our hearts, and peace in our mind, and peace in our homes, God. I pray right now, hey, cool, they shot, ta, ta, ba, sa, ta. You will release your anointing of peace over this phone lines, over the internet, in the name of Jesus. Hey, cool, ba, see you, God. Romans 15 and 13 says, may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me say that again. May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him. Trust him. Trust that our Father, hey, will give you peace. Trust him if you do not have peace, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. See, the enemy don't want you to have peace because he don't want you to trust God. He want to try to snatch away your power. Peace. Jesus said, peace, be still. And the storm was still. So I speak peace, be still in your life tonight. You will have peace when you expect to just flow in peace, no matter what is going on in your life. No matter what is going on in my life, I thank God that I have the peace of God. When the enemy was trying to snatch my breath out of me and cause me to go in respiratory failure and have a severe asthma attack, and I don't have asthma, I still had peace. I still prayed for other people in the hospital. The doctor said, pray for me, but he saw me pray. I've already prayed for y'all, but y'all touching me. Peace. Peace. When I had to stop working after working for 14 years, I didn't have peace then. But I have peace now. I had to grow into peace also. I had to learn how to maintain my peace. I was a baby Christian. So no matter what's going on in your life, trust God and maintain your peace. Be patient. Persevere. And keep your peace. The devil, he's a peace stealer. So again, I'm going to say to you, if you have a problem and the devil cannot drive you to be upset about it, he will have no power over you. You got to catch yourself sometime. You got to catch yourself sometime. Why am I getting upset? Because if I get upset over this, it ain't going to make it go away. If you pray and trust God and be led by the Spirit, God can make it go away. But the enemy gets you upset. Then you're upset, you get angry, and you do things that you should not do. Flow in the peace of God. Your power is in maintaining a calm, peaceful, trusting attitude. The devil comes to cause you to get upset and fearful. That does not come from God. Hey, Kobose, get it, Shadonobosia, God. The last P is peace, it's praise. Praise is thanking God for what he has done. What have he done in your life? Hey, Kobose, get it, Shadonobosia. I went to see the Passion play, and I sit there in tears after I saw what they've done to the Messiah. You know? And then my mind just went back out of what he had bought me from, what he had delivered me from. The desires that he have taken away from me, because it wasn't not me, it was God, so I can't do nothing but praise him. When you praise, you take the focus off the adversary and you place it on the blessing that God has ahead for you. When you praise, Hebrews 13 and 15 says, therefore, by him, which is Jesus, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. The more you praise God for who he is, the more you experience the more you experience his infinite and unchanging care, provision, and protection, the more you praise God. The more you praise God for what he is in your life, for what he has done in your life, just thank him and praise him. Hallelujah, God. We magnify you, glorify you. We praise your name, God, because you brought us out. Psalm 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. In good times. He will be, they ain't good, but they good anyway, because I can call things to be not as though they were. I will praise him. I will bless him. It will have a continual praise in my mouth because he's worthy of it, because I'm living, because I'm breathing, because I did not die when I was out there chasing the world, because when I was out there fornicating and lusting, I didn't get AIDS. When I was out there chasing drugs, I didn't get shot. I didn't get poisoned. So I got to praise him. I got to have a continual praise in your mouth. What he has done for you. Negative words are words that bind you where you are. Praise lifts you out of your circumstances and into hope and peace and blessings. If you are complaining, you need not, because you got to trust God. You're not trusting God if you're complaining. You're not trusting God if you're complaining. You got to praise him. You got to praise him. You got to praise him. You got to bless him. You got to bless him. You got to bless him because you're not sleeping out on the street. You got to bless him. If you just got bread to eat, because at least you got bread to eat, because it was times in my life I didn't have nothing to eat. But them the situations that I put in my life, they caught almost satan on my satan. I didn't know to praise him. Psalms 150:6 said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord, ye the Lord. The word of God said, if you don't praise me, in so many words, I will make the rocks cry out. Because we are the only thing that he created that can praise him. We the only thing that have a mouth. Animals can't praise him. The plants can't praise him. He quoted, he shot. The mountains can't praise him. We got to praise him. We got to praise him. Glory to God. Glory to your name. Continual praise is the key to receiving blessings beyond your imagination. If you spend your thoughts and wants on praise, there will be no room for doubt. Standing by and watching others praise and worship God does not draw you closer to him. True intimacy with God is established when you are lifting up your voice. Second Samuel 22:4 says, I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. He said he's going to call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So he can be saved from his enemies. Praise confuses the enemy. So he can be saved from his enemies. He going to praise God. He going to give God the glory. He going to give God continual praise because it confuses the enemy. I love to praise God. I love to step on the devil's head. I love to shout out loud what he has done for me. Glory to God. For who he is. Because of him, I live, I move, I have my being. Because of him, I live. Because of him, your enemy have done more for you than all your friends. They have taught you to praise. If you never had an adversary, you would not appreciate deliverance. If you had never been delivered, you would not know how to praise God for making a way. If you had never been delivered, you would not know how to praise God for making a way. We know for the ones who do not know, I tell you, he's a way maker. He's worthy to be praised. He gets all the praises and honor and glory. Psalms 106:1 says, praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. When you praise God in the midst of your situations, you are trusting him that he have already given you the victory over that circumstance, over that situation. You praise him in the midst of it and faith and watch God move. Psalms 91:1 says, I will praise him, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show faith in all thy marvelous works. Excuse me. Praise him, praise him. That is the key to moving past the pain of yesterday and into the promise of today. We got to praise him. We got to praise him. We got to praise him. Praise and worship are essential to a healthy relationship with God. They are necessary to build intimacy and hear from God for direction. Don't deny God the very thing he made you for. Praise him. Patience, perseverance, peace, and praise. The four P's. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this word, Lord God. They caught up, I said it, if I speak to someone hard on the phone as on the internet, in the name of Jesus. Hey, Katana, we'll see you, God. I have not been congested. I have not been coughing. Oh, corner, but the devil is a lie. Hey, corner, they shot tie. Boom, 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 boom. See that? I'm about to see you, God. Thank you, Lord. And if you are on the phone lines, over the internet, and you don't have no patience, you're not determined, you're not persevering, you have no peace, and you don't know how to praise God. If you never called on him, you don't have peace. The world can't give you peace. You don't have patience. The world can't teach you patience or how to persevere. God loves you. He truly loves you. Open up your heart. You hear him knocking. And just let him in. To say, Father, come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I know that I have sinned. I know that I have sinned and I'm tired. And I want to depend on you and not on me. Forgive me. By faith, I believe that Jesus died and rose again. And it's all about faith. Forgive me, come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. Because I need patience. I need to know how to persevere. I need peace. And I want to praise you, truly praise you because you created me. And if you repeated the words after me, welcome into the body of Christ. The angels are rejoicing. We are rejoicing. You can go to www.KingdomDaughters1@yahoo.com. And let us know. We would like to stand in the faith fight with you. We will send you a Bible. We will send you an MP3 player with the Bible on it if you want an audio version. God loves you. God can help you in Jesus' name. He did it for me. I was a wretched sinner. Now I'm saved by his grace. Yes, we all sin and fall short of his glory, but I am saved by the grace of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Truly you're worthy of all the glory and honor and praise. And at this time, I'm going to open up the lines for any quick comments, if I can. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father. We just truly magnify you, glorify you today, God. We honor you, God. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy because you are truly worthy of all the glory and honor and praise, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, God. You are our Father,
and we truly love you. And we thank you. We thank you for life and life more abundantly. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, at this time, Kingdom Builders International, we truly love you. Hannah's Alpha Omega Outreach is an outreach that reaches out to people in need with the love of Christ. I thank God for everyone that has called in. I thank God for all the internet listeners. I pray that this teaching sparks something in you. And go tell somebody. They can log on to Kingdom Builders International, the blog talk, and go into the archives and listen at any time. I love you with the love of Jesus, and I thank you for calling in Jesus' name. Thank you, and good night.